Day 3, Unhooking from the Past, Devotional. Imagine walking through life with dozens of fishing hooks embedded in your skin, each one attached to a line leading back to your past. Every time you try to move forward, you feel the painful tug of these hooks holding you back. This is what happens when we allow the enemy's lies about our past to define our present. The enemy is strategic. He knows exactly where you're vulnerable and which lies you're most likely to believe. You're still an addict. You'll never recover from that failure. You're damaged goods. You're not good enough. These lies act like hooks, keeping you tethered to an identity Christ has already freed you from. The good news? In Jesus' name, you have the authority to identify these hooks, name them for the lies they are, and deliberately unhook them from your life. This isn't a passive process. It requires intentional recognition of the lie and a deliberate choice to replace it with God's truth about who you are. Today, identify one hook from your past that's still embedded in your thinking. Name it, reject it, and replace it with the truth of your identity in Christ. You are not who you were. You are who He says you are. Bible verse: For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. Reflection question: What specific lie from the enemy acts as a hook keeping you connected to your old identity, and what truth from God's word can you use to counter it? Quote: In Jesus' name, you have the opportunity to unlatch that, cast it off and say, "No, I am not that person. I am made new in Jesus Christ. I will detach those hooks from the past and leave them where they lie." Prayer.